A Lifetime movie. Exterior shot of a hospital, daytime. Seen from behind, a trim, dark-haired woman wearing blue scrubs walks down an empty corridor. She passes several other hospital staff on her way. She has long, straight black hair tied in a ponytail and coffee-colored skin. The woman carries a medical bag. Now she enters a patient's room. An elderly black woman in her mid-60s sits in a wheelchair.
Hello, Ruth.
The woman in scrubs sits on her bed.
Oh.
Patient.
You're not Irene. I had an awful night last night. My husband, I kept him up until morning. I hate to do that. Warren has his own troubles.
The woman in scrubs injects a syringe into the patient's IV.
Is this something new? That's right.
The woman in scrubs remains silent.
Irene didn't say anything.
She adjusts the IV bag.
And we finally found something that would help me keep my food down. You would think this place would improve the menu, considering my family paid for this wing.
The patient looks up at the IV bag.
I forget what your name was.
The woman in scrubs stands.
Wait, who are you?
A friend, Ruth, an old friend.
She exits the room.
I don't feel very well. I think I'm having a reaction.
The patient reaches for her IV tube. She goes limp in the wheelchair. Title card, Deadly House Call. Next, a large country estate. Well-heeled guests exit their expensive cars and enter the home. Inside the house, a photo of the patient and a guest book sit on a candle-laden table. It's her memorial. Caterers move through the well-dressed guests with trays of champagne. Clean-cut young man.
Miss Lockhart? Madison? I'm so sorry to hear about your mother. She was a formidable woman. Should I check on your father?
Madison?
No, Gregory, I'll go. Haley, honey, will you be okay if I check on your grandpa?
Sure, ma'am.
Madison approaches her father, Warren. Warren stares at a photo of his late wife.
How are you holding up, Dad?
Warren.
She was so beautiful, Madison. We were so happy together.
Those summers at the lake house were some of the best memories I have. The best any kid would have.
If I'd known that last summer would be our final summer together.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Grandpa.
His granddaughter hugs him.
Thank you, Haley.
Warren spills his drink.
God! Now look what I've done!
It's okay, Dad. It's okay.
I've got it. Don't worry.
Thank you, Gregory. I don't know what we'd do without you.
Gregory cleans the spill. Two guests in the dining room chat. Middle-aged, white-bearded man.
Well, how's the caviar, Emmett?
It's from the Caspian. It was Ruth's favorite.
Emmett.
Is that what this is?
A handsome black man.
I thought it was raspberry jam on a cracker.
In his mid-30s, the other guest looks toward Warren.
You know, I introduced Warren and Ruth. Not that I didn't have my regrets afterwards. She was so stunning, I didn't have the courage to ask her out myself. Not Warren, though. He wasn't afraid of anything. Not back then.
One of the bravest men I've ever known.
Agreed. How's Madison doing?
Well, you know Madison. No matter what's happening, she's as strong as a Sherman tank.
Madison approaches.
Did I hear my name?
Emmett kisses her cheek.
Yeah.
Hello, Madison. We were just estimating your resistance to armor-piercing rounds.
I have to admit I'm not feeling so bulletproof today.
Baby.
Emmett puts an arm around her.
Who was that helping your father? Was it another cousin I haven't met?
Oh, that's Gregory, my dad's assistant.
I didn't know we had one.
I arranged it after my dad's last fall. I was worried my mom was expending too much energy looking after him.
Madison, speaking of unnecessary expenditures, we need to have a heart-to-heart about the state of the firm.
Arnold, you're like family, and I love you dearly, but now's not the time.
Madison goes off.
Okay, ma'am.
Arnold looks at Emmett. Now outside, Madison takes a moment to herself. She's trim with shoulder-length ringlets and a caramel complexion. A woman approaches her carrying a bottle of wine and a glass. Madison.
I thought I'd find you here.
Mia, I thought you'd be stuck in the office.
Mia pours for Madison.
Thank you. You're a lifesaver. How are you holding up?
I'm okay. Actually, I feel kind of numb. I'd like to think my mom and I were at peace.
I don't want to add to your day, but Arnold's been after me to arrange a meeting.
Schedule it for Monday.
Are you sure you don't need some time off to process all this?
You mean cry? Let it all out? My father's gonna be all alone in this great big house for the first time since forever. He needs a rock, not a sponge.
Emmett approaches.
Sorry to interrupt. There's somebody here to see you, Maddie. You and your dad.
That's my cue.
Madison downs her wine.
Come on.
She gives the glass to Nia and goes off with Emmett. Madison returns to the house and approaches the guest, a woman with long dark hair and coffee-colored skin.
Hi.
Madison.
I'm Madison Lockhart. Are you here for the reception?
The guest.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to pull you away. I just wanted to drop by and extend my condolences. Rebecca Wilson.
Rebecca offers the flowers.
This is my husband, Emmett.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. These are beautiful.
I was one of Ruth's nurses. I like to think that we were friends.
Oh, God.
Excuse me, do you mind holding that?
Madison gives Rebecca back the bouquet. Gregory takes a broom and dustpan from one of the caterers.
That was just an accident. Here, I'll take that. Thank you.
To Madison.
I am so sorry about this. We had a bit of a misunderstanding with the catering crew.
Warren.
I told them to get out of here. What the hell are all these people doing in my house?
Madison.
Dad, these people are here to pay their respects. They're here for Mom's wake.
Ruth? What happened to Ruth?
Dad, Mom passed away 3 days ago. Don't you remember?
Dad, are you okay? Are you okay, Dad? Can someone call an ambulance, please?
Rebecca takes over.
Warren, look at me. My name is Rebecca, okay? I'm a nurse. Listen to me. I know there's a lot going on right now, but I need you to breathe with me. Do you think you can do that?
Rebecca calms Warren.
Yeah, okay, good. In. Two. Three. Oh, perfect. Now out. That's it. Very good, very good. Just breathe. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be all right.
Later, at the hospital, Emmett and Madison speak to a doctor.
He's barely past retirement age. He's only 67.
Warren lays in a bed.
He's had his memory issues, but I never...
In a hospital room.
Early onset dementia?
Doctor.
It's likely lain dormant, triggered by the stress of the past few days. We need to run a few more tests.
So what happens next?
There's a rough timeline we could expect to follow. His ability to make decisions will continue to decline. Basic daily tasks will become challenging and then almost impossible. Eventually, he'll rely on others completely for his care. You want to start planning before that time comes and arrange a transfer of power of attorney. All of this will only become harder to implement the more time passes. I'm truly very sorry.
Later that night, back at the house, a car pulls into the driveway. Gregory goes out to the car and opens the passenger side door. Moments later in the house, Madison and Emmett are with Gregory. Madison.
He's asleep for now. Gregory, you've done enough for today. Thank you so much. It's almost 10. You must be exhausted.
Gregory.
No problem. I'm happy to do it.
Has anyone seen Haley?
Madison and Emmett head to the kitchen.
Oh.
Haley's in there with Rebecca doing up the dishes. Madison.
Rebecca, you're still here. I thought we sent everyone home.
Rebecca.
I was about to go, and then I saw some caterers ducking out. There was still so much left to clean. One dish led to another, and anyway, I should go.
Haley.
You don't have to go, Rebecca. My mom's not being very hospitable.
Wait, Rebecca, I'm sorry. It's just been a very long day. Thank you so much for staying back and helping.
Oh, by the way, I fixed up a late-night snack. I figured by the time you got back, you'd both be pretty starving, so...
Wow, thank you.
Wait, you're not staying to try some? That took us like 2 hours to make.
Unfortunately, I've got a big day of job hunting tomorrow.
You're not at the hospital anymore?
Sadly, no. I was just filling in for someone on maternity leave. I'm really happy that Warren's doing so much better. I left my phone number in case you need anything. Anything at all.
Emmett.
Thank you.
Rebecca exits.
She's so cool, Mom. She's like Mary Poppins without the accent.
Now Rebecca gets into the passenger seat of a car. A tough-looking, scowling black man is in the driver's seat. Driver.
Thought you were popping in the globe. I've been here 6 hours.
Rebecca.
You've barely been out a month, Jesse, and you're already complaining about having too much free time?
I saw an opening. I couldn't pass up the chance to look around.
So? You found it?
No. Not yet. I'll need more time. And opportunity.
Gregory exits the house.
Bingo.
Rebecca watches him pass by. Jesse starts the car. Now back in the house, the living room. Madison.
Barely had a chance to grieve for Mom, Emmett.
Sits on the couch with Emmett.
Now this?
Emmett.
Honey, I can stay with your dad for now if he'll have me. Gregory can look after him tomorrow during the day.
Honey, I can't ask you to do that. I know you're swamped at the gallery. We don't know how long it's going to take to find him proper care.
Warren appears.
I am not leaving this house.
Dad, what are you doing up?
I have Gregory. He's more than enough.
Dad, Gregory's just a personal aide. He's not qualified to deal with this kind of thing.
I'm not getting placed into a home.
Madison stands, setting her drink on the coffee table. She approaches Warren.
Of course not, Dad. I hear you. I'm listening. We'll figure something out.
Madison embraces her dad.
I promise you don't have to leave.
Now at a bar. Gregory sits at the bar having a drink. Rebecca approaches.
Gregory, right?
Gregory.
Rebecca. Hi. You come here too?
Rebecca.
After a day like today, you bet I do.
She signals the bartender.
More of what he's having? So, how long have you been working for the infamous Lockhart family?
Not long. Madison, Miss Lockhart just hired me a few months ago. They've been good to me. Why do you call them infamous?
Oh, you know what they say. Behind every great fortune is a crime.
Oh, where's that from? I feel like I've heard it before.
Rebecca raises a glass and Gregory drinks.
How about you buy me another one?
A little later, Rebecca and Gregory arrive at Gregory's place.
Hey.
Gregory.
Oh, this is it.
Rebecca turns Gregory to face her and begins to kiss him. She leads him by his tie to the bedroom.
Wow.
Now she's binding his hands.
I've never done this before.
Gregory lays in bed naked. Rebecca sits astride him in her black bra and panties. His hands are tied to the bed. Rebecca tightens the bonds.
It's the first time for everything.
Rebecca kisses him. She reaches into her bag near the bed and takes out a syringe.
Stop! What are you doing?
She injects him.
You just received a powerful dose of temazepam. You should be comatose or worse in about 78 seconds. Don't worry. It's completely undetectable. Your loved ones will just think your heart popped. No one will have to know how much you suffered first. Just you and me. Unless I inject you with this.
What do you want?
Tell me where Warren Lockhart's files are. I know they're somewhere in that house. In a study, in a locked drawer, in a safe, maybe?
I have no idea. But please, I'm just a personal assistant. I don't know anything about any safe.
Rebecca smiles wickedly.
I believe you. I do. It's just... you're still in the way. You still need to go.
Rebecca dismounts. Gregory struggles to get free. Rebecca picks up her purse. She leaves. Gregory goes still on the bed. Some time later, Lockhart Investments office. In her father's office, Madison sits behind the desk. Nia appears in the doorway. Nia.
Must feel strange sitting in that chair. His chair.
Madison.
I wasn't sure I ever wanted this. Taking over the family business. I thought I was happy working three doors down the hall.
Well, I there's one lesson I've learned after 10 years of arranging people's schedules is that life rarely suits our timelines. Arnold's here. For that meeting? Bring him in, please.
Mia exits and Arnold enters.
She's ready.
Thank you, Mia.
Arnold.
Madison, how's Warren holding up?
As best can be expected under the circumstances. He's angry, he's frustrated. Quite frankly, he's scared out of his wits.
To see him reduced to this.
You said it was urgent that we speak.
Before his retirement...
Arnold hands Madison a file.
Warren made a number of bad investments, as you know.
She opens it and looks inside.
I have tried to stop the bleeding as best I could, but I think we need to sell.
Madison contemplates for a moment, then reaches and picks up a gold pen.
My father bought this pen when he signed his first contract. Chance Bow Pen is maybe the first thing he bought for his job. He's used it to sign every contract that's crossed his desk since. Now you're asking me to sign off on ending his legacy. We've faced this before. We can push through again.
Perhaps. But my advice as CFO is to sell now, while the Lockhart family name retains its value.
Thank you, Arnold. I'll take it under advisement.
Madison, time is of the essence.
I just finished burying my mother. Now you're asking me to sign away my family birthright. I said I'll consider it.
Arnold stands and heads for the door. He turns back.
Listen to me. Warren has been my best friend and my mentor for 35 years. I would never do anything but protect him and his family. The Lockhart legacy is a lot more than a name on a building to me. For all of us.
Madison nods. Arnold goes off. Mia re-enters the office.
What do you think? Is he right?
I suppose it all depends on what happens next.
You mean it depends on me?
Madison checks her phone. A message from Emmett. Call me. There's a problem at the house. Now Madison arrives at her father's house. Emmett is in the kitchen. Emmett's preparing food. Madison.
What is it? Is Dad okay?
Emmett.
Dad's fine. He's in bed reading the paper. It's just... Gregory didn't show up this morning.
Really? He's been so dependable. Dad hasn't eaten yet?
No.
Thank you. I'll take this up.
Madison takes the tray. Now she enters her father's room. Warren lays in bed reading the paper.
Morning, Dad. I brought you breakfast. How are you feeling?
Warren.
Fine. Where's Gregory?
He didn't show up. We've been calling him all morning.
That doesn't sound like Gregory.
Dad, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. I spoke to Arnold this morning.
Let me guess. He wants you to sell.
That's exactly what he said.
I knew he was up to something. Sell the company that my father built from the ground up with nothing but his two bare hands?
Dad, Arnold's been a family accountant since before I was born. He's always looked out for us. If he truly thinks it's the right decision to sell, then...
That guy's stealing from me. I can't find my watch. The one Ruth gave me on our anniversary.
Why would Arnold steal your watch?
Madison looks on the floor. She finds the watch.
Look. Here it is, safe and sound.
She hands the watch to her father. Madison answers the phone.
Hello? Madison Lockhart speaking.
Warren puts the watch on his wrist.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Thank you.
What is it?
She hangs up.
Who was that?
Gregory won't be coming in today. I'll see if Emmett can take the day off.
I don't want Emmett. I've got you, I've got Haley, I've got Ruth.
Dad. Mom, she's... You just eat. I'll be downstairs.
In the kitchen, Emmett washes dishes. Madison enters.
The police just called. Gregory was found unconscious inside his apartment. We think it was a drug overdose. He's in a medically induced coma.
An overdose? He didn't seem the type.
I don't know how much longer I can keep this up, Emmett. I can't keep breaking it to Dad that Mom died. It's gut-wrenching. Dad thinks that Arnold's stealing from him. Arnold? Is there any chance you could look after Dad for the rest of the day? I have to get back to the office.
Honey, you know how busy I am with work right now. We need more than a Band-Aid for this. We need to find a long-term solution. What about Rebecca Wilson? She was great with Warren the other day.
We don't even know if she's qualified. We're talking about some specialized care here.
Would it hurt to look at her resume?
I don't know. She's still a stranger.
Hi. I like her. Haley likes her. Your dad likes her. Besides...
Emmett puts a hand on Madison's shoulder.
She knew your mom.
Now Rebecca's apartment. Daytime. Rebecca sits at a coffee table looking at photos she's taken of the interior of Warren's house.
Where the hell did they hide you?
She answers her phone. Jesse sits on a couch opposite Rebecca.
Hello? Rebecca Wilson speaking.
Cut to Madison.
Hi, Rebecca. It's Madison Lockhart. Do you have a minute?
Of course, Madison. Is everything all right?
How's Warren doing?
To be honest, not so well. I was hoping you might have some time to come by the house tomorrow to discuss a job proposal.
I'd be happy to, Madison. How's 7:30 a.m.?
That sounds great. Thanks, Rebecca. I'll see you tomorrow.
Madison hangs up. Rebecca puts her phone down. Rebecca.
It's all coming together, Jesse. We're finally getting back what's ours.
Rebecca pins a photo up on the wall. There are various other photos of the Lockhart families and those associated with them. Post-it notes are stuck on the photos. The next day, the Lockhart house, Madison meets with Rebecca in a sitting room. Madison.
So how do you see this all working, Rebecca? I'm going to have to rely on your expertise.
Of course.
Rebecca.
Well, first and foremost, I'll act as point person between you, Warren, and the hospital. So tracking all of his progress, sharing that with his doctors, taking him to all of his appointments, really just sparing you all of that shop talk.
And what about meals?
Nutrition is of vital importance. I took the liberty of developing a daily meal plan based on Warren's age, height, and weight. A healthy diet, regular exercise, and mental stimulation is key to slowing down any sort of cognitive decline. And, of course, a walk in the park every now and then doesn't hurt either.
Great. This all looks terrific. I'm going to verify the references and hopefully you can get started in a few days. Excuse me.
Madison stands to answer the phone.
Okay. That was work. I have to get back to the office. Oh. I told Emmett I would take care of Dad today.
Rebecca stands eagerly.
Oh, well, this might seem impetuous, but given the circumstances, I'd be more than happy to start now, if it help.
Thank you. Yes.
They head outside to Madison's car.
I left instructions on how to reach me in an emergency, but I'll have my phone on me all day, and the keys are by the door. My dad's meds are in the cabinet in the master bedroom. He takes them after every meal, but I've already given him his morning pills. They tend to make him a little sleepy, so he's just been going back to bed.
Madison, you have nothing to worry about. Warren and I will be just fine.
I'm so sorry, but I really have to get going.
Oh, yeah. No, go. Go to work. That investment firm's not going to run itself, right?
Madison gets in her car. Rebecca smiles reassuringly at her. Madison pulls out of the driveway. Now Rebecca returns to the house. She walks through the dining room. She picks up the framed photo of Ruth. Rebecca looks down at the photo. Now Rebecca looks in on Warren, asleep in his bed. She looks at the night table with a glass of water sitting on it. Now in the bathroom, Rebecca looks at Warren's meds. She puts one of the bottles back and selects another. She puts some of the pills into a weekly pill organizer box. She closes the box and takes it out of the bathroom with her. In the bedroom, Warren wakes up. He props himself up on one elbow. Rebecca's going through some drawers. Warren.
Ruth? Is that you?
Rebecca.
Hello, Warren. It's Rebecca.
Stans.
We met the other day. Your family hired me just to help out around here.
I thought for a second you were Ruth. You have the same hairstyle. What are you doing in my room?
Oh, I thought you were still sleeping. I was just looking around for some slippers for you and trying to be quiet.
Where's Madison? Where's Gregory?
These are all very good questions, Warren, but before I can give you some very good answers, you just need to take your pills.
I don't want these. They make me feel loopy. I used to be in the office by 5 a.m. Now look at me, trapped in bed like a depressed teenager.
Warren.
Warren lays back on his pillow.
Don't forget what your doctor said. I'm only here to execute his orders and your family's wishes.
He said I'm a grown man who can make his own damn decisions.
Rebecca sits on the bed.
I know exactly who you are, Warren Lockhart. I know exactly what you've accomplished. We'll work through this together, with due respect and dignity.
Now, Rebecca hands him some water.
Please take your pills.
They give me such awful dreams.
Dreams of Ruth? Oh, I'm so sorry, Warren. What you've gone through the last few days, having to suffer all alone.
I'm not all alone. I have Madison and Haley.
That's right. Your family. What matters most, Warren, is that I'm here now. And I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me, sir. Come hell or high water.
Warren takes his pills.
Thank you, Warren. Now, what would you like to do today? It is our first date, after all.
Ruth and I, we used to go for a walk in park on a sunny day like this.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. I'll pack us a picnic.
Now, where did I put that damn watch? I swear I left it here last night. I just keep losing things.
It's okay, Warren. It's okay. I'll tell you what. We can devote our entire day to searching this house until we find that watch of yours.
I can't ask you to waste your whole day over a watch.
No, it's my pleasure. They don't call it a search party for nothing. I'll start downstairs and you start right here.
Yeah.
Now Rebecca's downstairs. She pulls Warren's watch out of her pocket. She looks at the watch, then replaces it in her pants pocket. Rebecca enters a home office and starts going through papers. She removes books from shelves, piling them on the desk. Now Rebecca goes upstairs. Paintings on the wall are askew. Rebecca enters the bedroom. Warren is no longer in bed. Then Warren returns. Warren.
Rebecca?
Rebecca's looking under the bed.
I forgot what we're supposed to be doing.
Oh, we're looking for your watch. Did you have any luck?
It was a gift from Ruth.
Rebecca smiles reassuringly.
We'll find it. Don't you worry.
I'm feeling pretty tired. I think maybe I should sit down for a bit.
That's okay, no problem.
Rebecca helps Warren to the bed. Crawls into the middle of the bed, pulling the covers over himself.
Thank you very much for helping me look. I never imagined it would take all day.
I understand, Warren. I'm not done yet. I promised you I'd find it.
Rebecca leaves the room. Now she searches a linen closet. She closes the closet and checks another. In this closet, she finds a wooden panel and slides it aside, revealing a safe.
Oh, hello, gorgeous.
Rebecca stands and closes the closet door. Rebecca looks out an upstairs window to the driveway below. Haley stands beside a car. It's knocked over a lamppost. Rebecca turns away from the window.
Now what?
Rebecca goes out to Haley in the driveway. Rebecca.
Haley?
Haley.
Rebecca. Are you okay? Oh, God, I thought you were my mom. She's gonna kill me. Tell me what happened. Some friends threw a party after school, and we needed a way to get there, so I borrowed Grandpa's car, and Penelope had this punch, and I felt woozy driving home, and I tried to park it back, and the steering locked. Mom's gonna totally disown me.
Haley, I've got this. Give me the keys and meet me back inside.
But how? That guy over there saw the whole thing.
Across the way, a neighbor talks on his phone.
Wait here. I'll be right back.
Haley watches as Rebecca talks to the neighbor. She hands him some money. The man bends to pet the dog he's walking. Rebecca returns.
What did you say to him?
Haley, you are a Lockhart. You might not know it now, but that name holds power in this world. It's currency. It's a big flashing sign telling people money lives here. Mess with it at your peril. It makes ordinary guys like him think twice about the paperwork.
I don't know how to thank you.
No need to thank me. You owe me. Now let's get you inside so you can sleep this off.
Yeah.
They return to the house. Rebecca tucks Haley into bed. She turns off the bedside lamp. She leaves the room as Haley drifts off to sleep. Now Madison returns home. The house is a mess.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Sorry I'm running so late.
Madison straightens a lampshade.
Did something happen here?
Oh, there was a bit of a distraction concerning a certain watch. We kind of turned the place upside down looking for it. Warren insisted we search everywhere.
My dad did all this?
Yeah, it's a symptom of the disease, sadly. An irrational attachment to misplaced valuables. But the good news is he's a lot calmer now.
Well, that's good. Where is he?
Oh, he's just resting upstairs. You know, we had quite an active day, to say the least.
Thank you, Rebecca, for stepping in on such last-minute notice.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's my pleasure. There is one other little item. Warren asked me to move his car, and I sort of grazed the lamppost by accident, and it did managed to roll a bit of the ways down the driveway before I was able to stop it. I'm sorry. I promise I'll be more careful.
So that's what happened out front. You sure you're not covering for him? It wouldn't be the first time he's tried taking out the car since his license was suspended.
I assure you, your father was well-behaved. Warren is a lovely, playful man.
I don't think that's exactly how I'd describe my father.
Also, your daughter Haley is here. It seems she left school early complaining about a flu. So I made her a cup of soup and I tucked her into bed in the guest room.
Oh, I'll go and check.
Oh, no, I'm sure she's just sleeping it off. What about you? Were you able to put out that office fire?
Oh, I don't know about it being a fire. It's more like the water level rising to fill the room.
Well, I was just about to start cleaning.
Is that you down there, Madison?
Warren appears at the top of the stairs.
Dad,
How's your day?
He starts to descend. Later at Madison's house. Madison looks over Rebecca's resume.
Hey, honey.
Oh. Emmett enters and kisses her on the cheek.
Emmett.
Madison.
When you checked Rebecca's references, nothing came up right. No red flags?
Emmett.
I called every number she listed. The ones I got through to all had glowing reviews. You still worried about this? I thought she's been a godsend.
She has, and you're right. It just isn't sitting well with me, I guess, giving someone this much access to her family.
Honey, we can't control everything. We certainly can't control what's happening to your father. We're all gonna have to learn to let go a little.
All the same, it doesn't hurt to double check.
Is Haley home?
She's in bed. She wasn't feeling well.
Oh. I'll go check on her.
Emmett goes off. Madison makes a call.
Strathmere Retirement Home. This is Steve.
Yes. Hi, my name's Madison Lockhart. I'm calling about a former staff member of yours, Rebecca Wilson. I'm looking for information about what kind of role she played at your facility.
I'm sorry. Is Ms. Wilson not meeting your expectations? I think I might have spoken with another member of your family. Emmett, was it?
That's right. I'm just following up. I'd like to know a little bit more about Rebecca, if possible. I'm sure you understand. What were her reasons for leaving, for instance? Were there any complaints made against her?
Unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to give out that kind of information, but I can assure you. Ms. Wilson left on glowing terms. We were sad to see her go.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
No problem whatsoever. You have yourself a nice evening.
Jesse hangs up. On the coffee table in front of him are three labeled cell phones for different retirement homes. To Rebecca.
She's getting antsy.
Sitting behind him.
You're not as good as you think you are.
At a desk.
She's just having a moment of doubt.
Rebecca.
She'll stop at one and feel it's enough. Trust me. If another one of those phones rings, then we might have a problem.
All this sneaking around. All these games. What's the point?
Jesse stands.
When I could just go shoot him in the head.
Jesse points a gun at his head.
First, he needs to suffer. First, they need to know what it's like to lose everything.
She walks toward him.
Don't you ever doubt me, little brother. Don't you ever forget who took care of you, who fed you, who protected you when Mom and Dad weren't there. Don't you ever.
Okay. You do your way.
What did I tell you? She stopped at one.
They look at the photo wall.
So now that you found it, how do we get inside?
We don't. Not unless you know how to crack an OmniGuard L60 fireproof, tamper-proof home security vault. We want in, we need the combination.
The old man won't just tell us.
Not unless I find the right way to ask him. Warren Lockhart needs to have an accident.
Now Rebecca and Warren arrive at the park. Daytime. They get out of the car. Rebecca.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Warren.
Certainly is.
I'm sorry we didn't get to do this sooner. You're already looking better, handsome, getting out of that stuffy old house.
All right, lead the way.
First, we hydrate.
She hands him some water.
And you need to take your pills.
Didn't I already take these?
Trust me, Warren. The organizer doesn't lie.
She hands him some pills. Now they walk in the park.
Ruth would have loved it here. She was such a fan of the outdoors.
Is that why you bought the lake house? The one in the photos?
Ruth, she used to say...
Warren stops abruptly.
What did Ruth used to say?
She would have loved it here. She was a big fan of the outdoors.
Tell me more about Ruth.
They continue walking.
What time is it, Rebecca? I've lost track.
I thought we could stop up ahead. I hear there's quite a lookout. Are you up for that?
Warren leans on a tree.
Rebecca, I think these new pills, they're affecting my vertigo.
Come on, Warren. A big, strong buck like you, you can do it.
Rebecca runs away, leaving Warren leaning on the tree.
Yeah. Hello?
He stands up straight looking for her.
Hello? Ruth? Ruth!
Warren trips and falls backward. He He lays on his back, splayed in the grass. Now Madison in the office.
I spoke with Gertie in Berlin. They're amenable to the loan, but the terms aren't exactly what we call favorable. It leaves us in quite the spot for the foreseeable future. It leaves us vulnerable.
Nia.
The question is it worth it, or do we simply cut our losses?
Madison stares out the window.
Is something on your mind? We're only talking about the survivability of your family legacy here.
You met her, right? My father's new caregiver, Rebecca Wilson.
Briefly, at your mother's wake.
You've always been good at reading people.
You're having misgivings?
Something just feels off.
Do you want to know what I think?
Always.
Madison sits.
I think you're feeling guilty for not taking care of your father yourself, protecting him like a good daughter should. So you're projecting that blame onto Rebecca, seeing fault, seeing conspiracy, where plainly there is none.
Maybe you're right. I think I just needed to hear a second opinion.
I'm your friend. This is what I do, among 10,000 other things.
Now, do we accept that offer from Berlin, or do we listen to Arnold?
Madison picks up the pen.
I always knew that someday I'd be sitting in this chair, making decisions with other people's money. Now that I'm here, can't fathom the thought of letting it go.
Madison looks at her phone.
It's Rebecca. I have to take this. Rebecca, hi. Is everything all right?
Madison, I don't want you to panic. Your dad is going to be just fine.
My dad? What happened?
He had a fall. We're on our way to the hospital.
I have to go.
Yeah, go, go.
Madison rushes out. Later, Madison arrives at the hospital. She rushes up to her father, laying on a gurney.
Dad? Oh, my God. Are you all right? What happened?
Rebecca.
We were walking on his favorite trail, and he must have tripped on a root. I'm sorry, Madison. It's all my fault. I thought I would be doing him a favor. He's just been so cooped up in that house.
To the doctor.
How is he now?
Doctor.
Your father suffered a minor knee injury and a bump on the head. I don't see any signs of fractures or concussion. I see no reason to keep him overnight. It was lucky Rebecca was with him when it happened. She had to carry him back to the car herself to get him here so quickly.
It's nothing. He's exaggerating.
Warren.
I'm fine. Enough with all the fuss.
You hurt, Dad.
That knee will need time to heal. 4 to 6 weeks with no pressure on it. You'll need to use a cane for mobility as well. I want to see you for a follow-up next week.
Thank you, Dr. Lund.
Madison takes the doctor aside, stepping away from Rebecca and her father.
What do I do now? He's going to need 24-hour care for the next month. Can you recommend any caregiving agencies?
I certainly can, but there's an extremely long waiting list for these services. It could take weeks,
months. Don't want no rent-a-nurse. I've got Rebecca.
Madison returns to her father.
Dad, you need someone there at night. What if you fall again? Just getting up the stairs is going to be a struggle. You need someone there with you full-time.
That would be no problem whatsoever.
Are you sure, Rebecca? That's an awfully big commitment.
In for a penny, in for a pound, my dad always said.
Dad, what do you think?
Well, that depends.
Warren looks at Rebecca.
What are you making for dinner?
Now back at the house. Madison shows Rebecca a guest room. Madison.
The room's all yours. Please make yourself at home. I'm sorry I can't stay. I have a meeting early tomorrow.
Rebecca.
This will do perfectly. I should maybe check on Warren one more time.
It's okay, Rebecca. He's out like a light. I'll drop by as soon as I can tomorrow. And thanks again for taking such good care of my dad.
Madison, you've got nothing to worry about. I assure you, I've got everything under control.
Madison goes off. Rebecca looks around the room and takes a seat. Now Warren lays asleep in bed. Rebecca creeps into the room and looks down at him. Now Rebecca places a chair in Warren's walk-in closet near where the safe is. She takes a seat with a pad of paper in hand. Written on the pad, important dates in Warren Lockhart's life. She scans the page, then tries cracking the combination. She fails. She puts a stroke through one of the combinations. She tries another. and fails again. She punches in another. 3-0-0-6-1-7. Error. She strokes out that combination. She tries another. Another error. Now seated on the floor in front of the safe, Rebecca continues trying combinations. Frustrated, she smacks the floor.
Oh, damn it!
She gets up and looks out into the bedroom. Warren is fast asleep. She retreats back into the closet. She leans on the wall.
Think, Rebecca, think.
Rebecca reaches into the clothes rack, taking out a red dress. One of Ruth's. She hangs the dress up on the door, then goes out of the closet, getting the framed photo of Ruth wearing the red dress. She closes the closet door, takes down the dress, and looks at the photo. Then she looks in a jewelry box. She opens a drawer in the jewelry box, takes out some earrings, and puts them on. Rebecca looks at herself in the mirror. She spritzes herself with some of Ruth's perfume. Now she takes down the dress and holds it up to herself, looking in the mirror.
Ruth?
Warren enters the walk-in closet. He sees Rebecca holding the dress.
Ruth.
Warren goes to the jewelry box and gets a string of pearls. He drapes the pearls around Rebecca's neck and fastens them. She turns around to look at him. Rebecca smiles at him.
I'm here, Warren. It's me.
I missed you so much.
I know. Warren, I've missed you too. So much. I've been away because I'm in trouble. I really need what's in this safe.
The safe?
Rebecca opens the door, revealing the safe.
I need you to tell me the combination. There's something so very important inside.
Of course, dear.
What is it, darling?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Warren becomes upset.
I know, honey. I know. Let's get you to bed.
Rebecca ushers Warren out of the closet. Later, Rebecca lays in bed beside Warren. She gets up and looks out the window. She sees Madison's car and Madison approaching the house. Rebecca pulls off the string of pearls that's tucked under her shirt. She grabs the red dress off the bed, hiding it. Warren lays sleeping. Now Rebecca runs downstairs. She brushes back her hair, realizing she's forgotten to take off the earrings. She takes them off, putting them in a dish on a nearby table. Madison enters.
Oh, Rebecca, you scared me. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting you. Is there something the matter?
I'm here to see how my dad is doing. How's his leg this morning? Is he up?
Of course, of course. I'm just a little surprised to see you, is all.
Oh, was I supposed to call ahead?
No, no, of course not. He's just still sleeping. He had kind of an off night.
Oh, what do you mean by off night?
He woke up in the middle of the night. He got a little confused. He's sleeping it off now, though.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'll put on a pot of coffee.
Sure thing.
Rebecca heads for the kitchen. Madison puts on her keys. She looks in the dish, seeing the earrings. She picks one up and looks at it. In the kitchen, Rebecca is preparing coffee. Madison enters. Madison.
What exactly happened last night? Is it something Dr. Lund should know about?
Rebecca.
Warren's been experiencing some mild hallucinations, seeing things that aren't really there. Par for the course, I'm afraid, at this stage.
Is he still wandering? Did you find that watch?
Ruth, is that you?
Is he still calling for my mom? I should go check
out. I think I should go first. It's just he's not expecting you. It may upset him.
Upset him? I'm his daughter.
Let me just peek in and make sure that he's calmed down. I'll be right back. The coffee's ready.
Rebecca exits the kitchen. Madison takes out her phone. Rebecca enters the bedroom.
Warren, is everything okay?
Warren's sitting on the bed. He looks up at her, confused.
Rebecca.
She points to herself.
You know me.
Of course, Rebecca.
You called out for Ruth.
I must have gotten confused. I had the strangest dream last night.
Well, you're still adjusting to your new medication. How do you feel now?
Better. Foggy.
Great news. Madison's here.
Oh, wonderful.
Let's get you freshened up and get your cane and your morning pills.
Warren gets up. Rebecca checks her phone. It's Dr. Lund. She answers the phone.
Yes, this is Rebecca Wilson.
Dr. Lund.
Rebecca, this is Dr. Lund calling. I've been informed you're acting as intermediary between Warren Lockhart and his family.
That's correct. What can I do for you, doctor? I'm awfully busy.
I'm calling to let you know the results of Warren's blood test came back, and I'm concerned about the levels of temazepam we've detected. I prescribed a small dose to help him sleep, but if these levels are accurate, I'd be surprised if he could make it out of bed or function at all. We need to schedule an immediate follow-up.
Thank you, doctor. This is terribly concerning. I'll get right on that.
Rebecca hangs up. Now Rebecca brings Warren downstairs. Madison sips coffee in the living room. Madison.
Hi, Dad.
Madison stands and walks over.
How are you?
Warren.
Just you visiting? No Haley?
It's just me, Dad. Haley's busy at school, but she wants to come see you later.
Here's the coffee for you, Warren. Just how you like it. And what can I get you for breakfast?
Actually, Rebecca, if you don't mind giving us a minute first.
Let me know if you need anything.
Okay.
Rebecca steps away.
Come.
Warren and Madison take a seat on the couch.
How's everything going with you two, Dad? With Rebecca?
You wouldn't have to ask if you were around more.
Dad, that's not fair. I was here yesterday. It seems like you're always sleeping. I'm trying. We've been trying to spare you the details, but it's been very chaotic at the firm. In fact, there is something we need to talk about.
I don't want to talk about the firm. I don't want to talk about any of that right now. Where's Rebecca? We were supposed to go for ice cream.
Ice cream? Dad, it's 8:30 in the morning. Dad, are you sure you're okay? Maybe we need to make another appointment with Dr. Lund.
No. No more hospitals. Just let Rebecca work her magic. I'll be fine.
Rebecca peeks in on them. Then she hides around a corner. Madison stares at her father. Now Rebecca walks Madison outside.
I left Dr. Lund's number on the table. I'm sorry I have to rush back to work, but if anything changes, please call me. Of course.
Haley appears.
Hey.
Haley.
She hugs her mother.
Grandpa's gonna be so happy to see you.
Yeah, I picked up some of his favorite gummies. Dad told me about his leg.
That's so thoughtful of you, sweetheart. He's gonna love it.
Haley goes inside.
You've raised such a lovely daughter.
I have, haven't I?
At least I got that part right. I should go. Thanks again, Rebecca.
Pleasure's all mine.
Madison gets in her car and drives off. Re- Rebecca heads back inside the house. Later, Haley is leaving. Rebecca.
How was your visit?
Rebecca's sitting outside. Haley.
Rebecca, hey, you scared me.
Don't be scared, honey.
Come sit, let's have a chat.
Haley goes over and sits beside Rebecca.
About what?
About you, silly.
How's school? Are you seeing anyone special?
I see they fixed that dent. It's almost as if that little accident of yours never happened, isn't it?
You know, it's a really good thing that you only hit that flower pot. Imagine if that had been a person or your grandpa.
You do remember, right? Because if you need a reminder, I have photos.
Rebecca takes out her phone.
Wanna see? What do you want, Rebecca?
The truth is, Haley, I really need your help. I'm at my wit's end, and I don't know what to do.
Why? What's going on?
It's this watch. Your grandfather's watch. It's all he talks about, all he thinks about. I can't get him to eat. I can't get him to sleep.
He can't find his watch? That doesn't sound so bad. He's got like 10 of them.
Oh, no, no. You don't understand. For someone with Warren's condition, the mind obsesses over this thing. He's convinced, absolutely convinced, that he locked it in his safe.
The one in his room where Grandma kept her old jewels?
If there was someone who knew a way to open it, it would make a huge difference to Warren, to both of us.
I'm not helping you get into Grandpa's safe, Rebecca. That's crazy. Why don't you just ask my mom?
Oh, trust me, I would. But Warren begged me not to. He's embarrassed. Your mom can have such high expectations, you know? He feels like she's judging him, belittling him.
Yeah, I guess she can be like that. Look, I don't know the combination, but I know that Grandpa used to keep a notepad around. He used it to write down stuff he was having trouble remembering. If it's not here, it's probably still at his office. You should ask Nia.
His office. Thanks so much, Haley. You've been such a great help. I'll do that. I'll ask Nia.
Are we even now?
Of course, honey. It'll be our little secret.
Haley gets up and leaves. Now Madison's bedroom. Madison.
I got the strangest feeling in the house today.
Emmett lays in bed.
And then seeing my mom's earrings just sitting there.
Emmett.
Your dad hasn't been sleeping well. Maybe he moved them when he was up wandering around in the middle of the night. He said he's been moving all sorts of stuff.
He's an old man with memory problems, Emmett, not a poltergeist. I know this might sound crazy, but I could have sworn she was wearing my mother's perfume.
You're right, that does sound crazy. I mean, why?
I'm gonna ask Arnold to run a background check, if he still has those old police contacts.
Don't you think that's a bit of an overreaction? Honey, you've got that call with Berlin tomorrow morning. You have a big decision to make. You need to let this go for tonight. Get some rest. Come here.
Madison climbs onto the bed.
Can we forget about this for just one night?
Yeah.
Madison kisses Emmett. Later that night, Rebecca and Jesse are parked outside the office building. Rebecca.
Let's hope no one changed Warren's codes. We'll see if Haley was right.
They get out of the car. Moments later, they're entering the office.
All right. Check every drawer and every shelf. Look for any notepads, any post-it notes, anything with a string of numbers on it. Any numbers at all.
Numbers? We're standing in an investment firm.
Just keep looking. Go check those other offices.
Jesse goes off. Rebecca looks through Warren's desk. She picks up the gold pen.
This is at Crestview. This costs more than my car.
Nia appears.
Can I help you?
Rebecca, what are you doing here? You have no business being here. What the hell's going on?
I'm just here for Warren. He lost that watch again. Can you believe it? He's convinced that he left it here. He's in one of those moods, you know, inconsolable. I can't get him to eat. I can't get him to sleep. Not without that watch. I didn't know what else to do, so I just came here to get it.
It's all been really overwhelming.
I'm listening, Rebecca. I'm just gonna make a quick call. Not another step, Rebecca. Let the police sort this out.
Nia backs up into Jesse. Jesse drags Nia off. The next day, a coffee shop. Madison sits at a table with Arnold.
Madison.
Arnold.
Are you all right? Your call sounded urgent. Nia mentioned that you were leaning towards accepting the Berlin office. You know my thoughts on that.
I'm not here to talk about the firm, Arnold. I told them I'll have my decision by end of day. I'm here to talk about Rebecca Wilson.
What about her?
You still have those old contacts?
Some. What do you need?
I want you to look into her for me. Maybe I'm just being paranoid, but I need to know for sure. And please be discreet.
I'll do anything I can, Madison. No matter what happens, you know I always have your back, right?
Madison checks her phone.
Something's happened at the office.
She grabs her purse and goes off. Arnold and Madison arrive at the office. The police are there.
What happened here? Who is that? Nia? Nia? Nia, no! Nia, no!
Now Emmett arrives.
Emmett. Maddie, you're okay.
Madison embraces Emmett.
I'm not okay. Nia, she...
What happened?
They think it was a robbery. There's nothing on camera. They stole the security tapes.
But who? Why? What were they after? Money? Client files?
They ransacked the office. They're not clear what the goal was, but... Nia must have surprised them. Why would anyone do this, Emmett? Why would someone want to hurt Nia?
Now back at the house, Rebecca continues trying to open the safe. Rebecca to Jesse.
It's not working. I tried every number we found.
Try again.
We're running out of time.
I should pound it out of him.
Jesse goes into the bedroom. Fist clenched, he approaches the bed.
We can't interrogate it out of him.
Rebecca follows.
We need to coax it out. We need to trigger that memory.
How?
By giving him back what he wants most. But no one else can.
They look at the photo of Ruth in the red dress on the shelf. Downstairs, Rebecca looks through records. She puts one on the phonograph. She drops the needle onto the record. Then Rebecca goes upstairs and gets the red dress. Rebecca transforms herself into Ruth. Meanwhile, Warren wanders downstairs.
Hello? Is anybody here?
I'm here, Warren.
Warren turns around to see Rebecca dressed as Ruth. Rebecca reaches out and takes Warren's cane.
Ruth.
I'll always be here. Oh, don't worry. I've got you.
She leads him onto the open floor and begins to dance with him.
You remember this song? It was playing the first night we met.
Oh, Warren, how could I forget?
I missed you.
I've missed you too. And I can't wait to catch up. But I just need you to tell me one thing, sweetie. What's the combination?
Combination?
Oh, you silly man. To the safe, where we keep all of our favorite things. I've left a gift for you inside. A present from my book.
We created them together. 880411. The day Madison lost her first tooth.
Thank you for that. You've given me so much. Wait here, honey. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Rebecca goes upstairs, leaving Warren alone in the living room. Rebecca enters the combination. It's successful and she opens the safe. Jesse waits impatiently nearby. Rebecca removes some papers and a ledger from the safe. She opens the ledger.
It's all here, Jesse. Everything we hoped for. Dad was right.
And let's get the hell out of here while we still can.
Rebecca stands, giving the ledger to Jesse.
Wait here.
Rebecca heads downstairs. Rebecca opens the door. Arnold's on the doorstep. He stares at Rebecca. Rebecca.
Arnold! Wasn't it? I think we met at Ruth Lockhart's wake. Warren's bookkeeper.
Hmm. Arnold.
Best man and CFO. I'm here to see Warren. He hasn't been returning my calls. You know, it's uncanny. In that dress, you're a spitting image of Ruth. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I don't know. Some vintage bin down in Wallaceburg. If there's a message, I'm happy to relay it.
Oh, is Warren indisposed?
He's suffering a degenerative brain disease, Arnold. Yes, I'd say he's indisposed. Dr. Lund recently switched Warren's medication. He hasn't been sleeping well. Neither of us has been sleeping much, I'll admit. There have been a few episodes.
Uh-huh. Rebecca, I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist on seeing Warren. I have news.
Arnold goes into the house. He finds Warren coming down the stairs. Warren.
Arnold, is that you?
Warren?
It's been years.
Years? Years. Warren, we should sit down.
They go into the living room. Rebecca starts to follow. Arnold stops her.
I need to speak to my friend alone.
He closes the door, shutting Rebecca out. She goes to the door to listen. Arnold to Warren.
There was a break-in. Warren at Lockhart Investments. Nia was there at the time. I am so sorry, Warren. Nia's dead.
Nia? No. Where's Madison? She didn't come herself?
Madison is still at the firm. She's speaking to police. I thought it would be better if you heard it from me.
Arnold puts his hand on Warren's.
Warren, we can speak in confidence. Are you okay? Is she mistreating you in some way?
What is this really all about, Arnold? Is this about my estate?
What? No.
Madison told me about your little plan. Out there looking for offers to buy me out.
Warren, I assure you, I would never do anything that was contrary to the best interest of you or your family. Warren, your family is my family.
I trusted you, Arnold. You were like a brother to me. This is how you repay me? How could you? You were my best friend.
Warren shakes his head.
Get out. Get out!
Rebecca enters.
I think that's enough.
Arnold stands.
Warren, I...
Please, you need to go.
I'm so sorry, Warren. I'm so sorry I've let this happen.
Arnold's on his way out. To Rebecca.
I'll be back soon.
Rebecca sits on the couch beside Warren. Now Arnold rushes to his car. He gets out his phone to make a call.
Madison, call me back right away. I've just been to see your father. Something is very wrong.
Arnold hangs up. Arnold makes another call.
Joshua, were you able to run that check on Rebecca Olson? But that's not possible. Are you sure? You're absolutely sure? Thank you, Joshua. Please keep this confidential.
Jesse appears, opening Arnold's car door. Jesse grabs Arnold and drags him from the car. Madison's house. Madison and Emmett sit together. Madison.
I just can't believe it. She was my best friend, Emmett. I feel like my life is unraveling so fast. I gotta go see Dad, tell him the news. He adored Nia.
I asked Arnold, too. You have enough on your plate.
He did.
Haley appears.
I got your call, Mom. Nia? Now, Nia, what the hell is happening?
Honey, come here.
Haley sits on the couch beside them.
We're gonna get through this, Haley. As a family, we just gotta be strong and help each other. Mom? Dad, there's something I need to tell you about Rebecca.
Now, Emmett and Madison arrive at Warren's house. Madison.
Hello? Dad? Anybody?
Warren!
They look around the house.
Madison.
They look in Warren's room.
Madison.
Arnold's in the walk-in closet.
Madison. Madison.
Arnold? Oh my God. Did Rebecca do this? Where is she? Where is my dad?
Well, your father, he kept secrets. Terrible secrets from you and from Rebecca. Her real name is Jane Butler. Her father was a client of Warren and Lockhart Investments. This is about revenge. He has evidence, Madison. Enough to take everything. They've got to like us. Don't let her take everything.
Arnold? Arnold? Emmett, can you stay with them until the ambulance gets here?
What? No, I'm going with you. We'll wait for the police.
It's my dad. My fault this is happening. I let Rebecca in. I have to fix this.
Madison runs off. Now Rebecca drives with Warren in the car beside her. They pull into the driveway of a country house. Warren is dozing. Rebecca undoes her seatbelt. She gets out of the car. She's still wearing the red dress. Warren.
Where are we?
Rebecca.
We're here, Warren. At your favorite place. We're at the lake house.
Was I asleep the entire drive?
You slept like a baby. Come on, sleepyhead. Let's go.
Rebecca helps Warren out of the car. They make their way toward the house. Warren and Rebecca enter the Grand Lake House.
My God, forgot how grand this place was.
You've been here before? It's all so hazy.
It was a long drive, Warren. Let's get you a drink and get you comfortable.
Dr. Lund said I shouldn't mix alcohol with my pills.
Well, tonight is a special night. All those rules are so far, far away.
Rebecca takes Warren by the hand and leads him out to a terrace overlooking the lake. Now Warren is seated at a table on the terrace. Rebecca brings him a drink. She sits.
I remember being here once at this lake house. Feels like forever ago. I was with my dad. And you were entertaining important clients to celebrate a banner year. I remember diving off that dock, swimming in that water. It's the last happy childhood memory I have, that summer. I suppose it makes sense. This is where it ends.
I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Of course you don't, Warren. And what a relief that must be. What a weight off your shoulders. I have to make a call. But first, you need to take these.
She holds out a blue and white capsule.
Are you sure?
You trust me, don't you? After all we've been through?
Warren obligingly takes the pills with a glass of water.
I'll be right back.
Rebecca leaves the table. Rebecca goes to the driveway and opens the trunk of her car. She looks at her phone. There's a bunch of messages from Jesse. She makes a call. Sitting in his car, Jesse answers the phone.
Is it time?
It's time, Jesse. Get them ready. Madison will be on her way soon. It's time to make them pay.
Jesse gets out of his car. With his hand in the pocket of his hoodie, he walks toward a house. Meanwhile, Rebecca gets a jerry can from the trunk of her car. She starts pouring gasoline around the perimeter of the lake house. Now at Madison's house. Haley sits at the kitchen island on her phone.
Dad.
Haley.
Where are you?
Emmett.
At the hospital with Arnold. I don't know where to even start.
Is Arnold okay?
He's alive. He's unconscious in the ICU. He's holding on, but at his age...
Where's Mom? Does this have to do with Nia? Is somebody after us?
Honey, there's something you need to know. You might hear some things about our family.
What kind of things?
What the hell?
Emmett opens the door, revealing Jesse on the doorstep.
Yes? Do I know you?
Jesse.
What are you supposed to be? The trophy husband?
What?
Jesse barges in. He aims his gun at Emmett.
Who are you? What do you want?
Rebecca sent me.
Dad?
Haley appears.
What do you want?
The three of us are going to have a talk. Take a seat and get comfortable.
Now Madison arrives at the lake house. She gets out of her car. She pulls her phone out of her purse and makes a call. Madison.
Emmett, I made it to the lake house. Call me back when you get this.
She looks at the house. There's lights on inside. Madison approaches the house. She enters.
Dad?
Madison finds Warren sitting at the dining room table.
Dad? Dad, are you okay?
Warren.
Madison?
We have to go now. Rebecca, she isn't who we think she is. Where is she?
Rebecca told me about you and Arnold and your plans for me.
Rebecca attacked Arnold. She's out to hurt us.
Ludicrous. She's been with me. We've been here all summer.
She's poisoning your mind. We have to go now.
How dare you? I'm sick and tired of being treated like an invalid. Leave me alone. Let me go.
Warren turns away.
What happened to you? How did she do this to you?
Rebecca appears.
By giving him what he wanted. But no one else could.
Rebecca whacks Madison with Warren's cane, knocking her out. Now Madison sits in a chair at the dining table. Her hands are bound with thick rope. Rebecca rouses her. Madison looks at her father, sitting motionless at the table. Madison.
What did you do to him? He's barely breathing.
Rebecca.
Well, I might have given him a bit too much. You have no idea how hard it is to eyeball this stuff without a medical degree.
She bends to Warren.
Isn't that right, Warren? Leave him alone.
Your father and I have an announcement to make. He's reassigning power of attorney and appointing me executor of his estate. He's just not that happy with the current state of management. You understand? The only thing is...
Rebecca drops the gold pen on a contract.
It's your signature.
In front of Madison on the table. Madison looks at the pen.
Is that my father's Crestview?
She looks up at Rebecca.
You were in his office. It was you. You killed Nia. You're a murderer, Rebecca. You're going to prison. You're a monster.
And you're the one who signs my checks.
You're insane. You get laughed out of court. He's clearly in no position to sign anything. Neither am I.
You think you can convince the banks, the board of directors? They'll fight you with resources you can't fathom.
They all have their weaknesses, their vices, their libidos. You'd be amazed how persuasive I can be with the right tools. And besides, who will be left to make a fuss with you and Warren gone?
Just tell me the truth. What did my father do to you?
Your father got very greedy, Maddie. He started making investments on the side using his client's money. He lost big, and he let his clients take the fall. One of those clients was Mike Butler, my father. He took losing everything pretty hard. Took it out on me and Jesse for a while, and took himself out not long after that.
Dad, is that true?
Of course it's true. It's all right here in these ledger books.
I know my father made some bad investment decisions, but I never witnessed him doing anything criminal.
You're a gullible fool.
What will any of this fix, Rebecca? Is it money you want? Let's see if we can come to an arrangement. If it's true that my father did what you said, give me a chance to make it up to you.
I lost my family, my entire childhood. How could you make that up to me? I lost everything because of him, and he can't even remember. There's no making this up to me, Madison. No money can fix this. Not anymore.
Rebecca calls Jesse.
Put them on.
Jesse answers the video call.
Smile.
He aims his phone's camera at Emmett and Haley. Madison sees them on Rebecca's phone. Rebecca.
Now will you sign? Or should I tell my brother to shoot Haley in the leg?
No.
Rebecca, into her phone.
She needs to be reminded of the stakes. Do it.
Madison.
Wait, stop. I'll sign. Just let me see them again. Let me see they're okay. Haley, honey, are you all right?
Haley.
I'm fine, Mom. What's happening? What do they want?
Everything's gonna be fine, sweetie. I just wanted to tell you, you and Emmett, how much I love you.
I'm so sorry I let this happen.
I love you too, Mom.
Emmett.
I love you, honey.
I promise everything's gonna be okay. Son.
Rebecca moves the pen closer.
I can't. My hands are tied.
Rebecca goes around behind Madison, freeing one hand. Madison picks up the pen. She signs the contract. Rebecca picks up the folder and looks at it. She puts it down and goes back around Madison to tie her up again. Rebecca ties Madison's hands.
Now what, Rebecca? Now you got what you want, will you let them go?
You know I can't do that. You know I can't leave any witnesses.
The pen is still in Madison's hand.
You knew that this whole time.
Rebecca pours more gasoline.
But this was never a negotiation. That's what separates us, you and me. I had my rose-colored glasses slapped off my face years ago.
Rebecca puts down the jerry can and pulls a pack of matches from her pocket.
Please, think about what you're doing. Can you live with this on your conscience?
That pathetic whining tone reminds me of your mother. Just after I gave her that lethal dose.
What?
The look on your face right now. Even Lockhart Investments couldn't put a price on that.
You psychotic bitch!
Growing up the way I did, Madison, it made me hard. Made me ruthless. Willing to do whatever it takes to get my seat at the table. You'll never understand that kind of work ethic. You're nothing but a spoiled child.
You could never run an investment firm, Rebecca. You don't know what ruthless is.
Madison gets free and stands. She pushes Rebecca. Warren hands Madison his cane. She hits Rebecca, knocking her out. Emmett lunges off the couch, taking out Jesse. He kicks him when he's down. Emmett looks down at Jesse.
Who's the trophy husband now?
Now at the lake house. Rebecca lays unconscious on the carpet. Madison embraces her father. Warren.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
She picks up Rebecca's phone.
Haley? Emmett?
Can you hear me?
Haley.
Mom, we're okay.
Emmett hugs Haley.
I'm on my way home.
They're gonna be safe.
Madison hugs Warren again. Sometime later, the Lockhart house. Emmett and Haley come out of the house to greet Warren and Madison as they get out of the car. Emmett opens the door and helps Warren out. Haley.
Grandpa.
Hugs her grandpa. Emmett and Madison embrace.
Two, you doing good?
Emmett.
Police run out of questions? Dr. Lund gave your dad the all clear?
They walk toward the house.
How about you? How's your forehead?
Oh, it's nothing. Just a bump. By the way.
Emmett pulls Warren's watch out of his pocket.
Look at what I found.
He puts the watch on Warren's wrist.
Dad, are you okay?
Warren looks at the watch. Then he looks up at Madison. Warren.
I had the most wonderful dream. We were all back together again. At the lake house.
Come on, let's go inside.
What happens now, Mom? Now we work to make things right.
The family disappears into the house. Fade to black. Credits.